Hi there. The word for you today is, do what God's called you to do. In Genesis 1 verse 28, God said to Adam, be fruitful and multiply. In other words, discover the purpose for which I made you and give yourself fully to it. If you do, you'll be successful. Have you ever observed a great golfer, his or her level of concentration, the fluid grace as he arcs the club into that little white ball and sends it sailing onto the green? It's what he was meant to do. He knows it and takes pleasure in it. People who fulfill their calling exude an excitement and a connection to their gift that transcends fame. Indeed, most of them have simply found a way to get paid for doing what they love most. Understand something. Money never replaces purpose. When you find the thing you'd gladly do for free, there's a good chance you may have found your calling. You were made in the image of God, with a built-in drive to create. Now that doesn't mean you must have an artistic temperament to find your life's purpose, but everyone who's aware of their calling is in the process of giving birth to something. It may seem obvious that those who are songwriters, artists, and poets are giving birth to their dreams. But so is any one of us who discovers who he or she is and answers that call through their unique God-given gifts. You may be called to give birth to a business, or invent a technical device that will benefit others, or even discover a cure for some disease, or maybe find new systems of efficiency in the workplace. You say, but what if I try and fail? The real loser is the one who never attempts to fly with the wings God gave them. So, the word for you today is, do what God has called you to do.